Handling Life's Disruptions and Disappointments by Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr. My days, all of them were written in your book, the days they were formed when there was not one of them. Psalm 139:16. We make our plans, and then life goes elsewhere. But when life does not follow our plans, we know assuredly that they perfectly follow the Placer's plans. And here is our confidence and strength. The all-loving God, the all-wise God, and the all-sovereign God wrote our script, all of it, perfectly. Every chapter, every paragraph, every line, every word. There's unsurpassable peace and rest in that. When I was growing up, I was presented with a threefold concept concerning the will of God. There was the perfect will of God, the permissive will of God, and that which is contrary to the will of God. I was taught that I always had one of these three choices. I could find and live in God's perfect will, in the very center of it. Or I could live in a second-rate place, in His permissive will. I could even become rebellious and choose to do that which was completely against God's will. These three imagined spheres placed a lot of pressure on me as a young man. I had a heart for God and, of course, wanted to live in the perfect center of God's will. This was my fervent and constant prayer. Please show me your perfect will for my life. I felt that if God would have just sat down beside me and told me exactly what He wanted me to do, I would certainly have tried to do it with His help. Conversely, of course, religion is well equipped to manipulate adherents of this view to bring them into bondage. The church sets the standards for what is the perfect will of God, the permissive will of God, and what is against the will of God. Yet, what I did not realize at the time was that I was always living the perfect will of God. I couldn't do otherwise. I could only live the script that He had written. It would take a long time before such understanding would come to me. Decades, in fact. But as I would come to see God's sovereignty, absolute sovereignty, I would also come to realize that I had always lived the will of God. I always would. Always. Without deviation. After all, it was God who wrote my life story. All of it. And it was a perfect story. Like my good friend Mike Owens says, how do you know if you're in God's will? Look around. You're right in the middle of it. The fact is, wherever you are, you're always smack dab in the middle of God's will. We always live the perfect will of God. Every day we discover the script for that day, without even trying. Knowing that God wrote our stories, as our days unfold, we are able to say in our hearts, this is the will of God for me today. We start our days, our weeks, our months and years, planning. That's our part. But when it is all said and done, moment by moment, we discover what He has written. In his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. Proverbs 16:9, NIV 1984. So, even in the middle of life's greatest disruptions and disappointments, we can know absolutely that they are all God's perfect, wise, loving, and sovereign plan. It is this realization that is the true source of lasting joy, peace, and rest. We look beyond all circumstances and environments and see Him alone. And we are encouraged by the weaknesses of Moses of old, for it was as seeing the invisible one that he endured. Hebrews 11:27. I have had for years now on my office wall the beautiful words of Thomas Watson, 1620-1686. I was going to complain. Then I remembered, He is the source of all things, even my disappointments. That is a magnificently grounding perspective. One that shifts us away from a place of worry, anxiety, and complaint. Relax and know that I am Elohim. Psalm 46:10.